Stretch, can we just namaste? Can we just all just chillax for a second, okay? Just if you're in your car or if you're, you know, I don't know, cleaning your house, just stop right there. And I think we're all just going to take a nice deep breath in, go, and exhale. And inhale. And exhale. Yes, I love it. Happy Thursday, everybody that's listening. And thank you so much for tuning in for a new episode. I love it. I love when I, you know, get to hear everybody say, oh my God, I watch your podcast. Oh my God, I love it. I'm like, oh, thank you. It means so much to me. And I'm happy I'm able to do this. And I'm happy that I get to talk about whatever I want to talk about. It's just so much fun to me. I wanted to start off the podcast today with cheating on your diet. It is something that happened to me this past weekend. It sucks. It really does, because you are doing so well and suddenly you go away or you go to a party or you're doing something with friends and there it is, just looking right at you in your eyes. And you say, do I eat this? Do I drink this? Do I eat the entire pie of pizza? And you go in and you just tear it up. So that's exactly what cheating on your diet is. And I think it, you know, happens to all of us, happens to everybody. And you think, well, it's fine. I'm just going to, you know, do better tomorrow. Wrong. And yeah, so it's a horrible thing. And I did it this past weekend. I came home from being away and I went on that scale. And the first day it said I gained 10 pounds. I almost died. I almost had a heart attack and I was threatening my sister that I was going to run away. Or, you know, that I just wanted to just die. I'm like, I'd rather just die at this point. I'm like, I can't believe this. I can't believe it. I was freaking out. But then the next day, I weighed myself in the morning. And it says I only gained 3 pounds. So I was like, okay, this is normal. Like, this is actually normal. So even though it was still a lot and I was still upset, like, I'm like, right, at least it's not 10 pounds. Because I was about to... Whoo, chilly. I was about to freak, okay? So, yeah. And I knew what it was. I ate literally 12 slices of freaking pizza. I had anything I wanted. And I, honestly, I regret none of it. But at the same time, I do regret it all. So, and one of those things I did have this weekend was Pliables. Thank you to Courtney for, having me try Pliables. It was really good. So I never got Pliables because I was always just like, I could just make it at home. If I want fruits and yogurt, like I could just make it at home. But it's not like that. So I got the Nutella one at Pliables. I don't know what it's actually called, but it has like Nutella on top with strawberries, bananas, coconut. And then on top, I mean, on the bottom has like that yogurt thing or whatever. So it was really good. I gave it a 9 out of 10 because that shit was popping. I loved it so much. So I will be getting that one every time I go. The only bad thing is the calories. Like, I didn't know how many calories it is. And though it's, like, fruits, like, it's still a lot of sugar. So, I'm like, that's a pound right there from my trip. So, yeah. Also, this weekend, there was a surprise announcement that my sister and I made to my brother and his girlfriend. And it's not, like, an announcement where they get anything out of it, honestly. But, honestly, we are the ones that are benefiting from this, but we just announced to them that we are going to go with them to go see the Jonas Brothers. We were able to get tickets. Thank you so much to T-Mobile for working with me and getting these tickets at a nice price and at a, you know, not crazy over the top expensive price. I was very happy with the tickets that T-Mobile delivered to us. And yeah, so now we're going. I'm so excited. So we're going to go to the Madison Square Garden one in New York on August 30th. We are so excited. I mean, I've always listened to the Jonas Brothers growing up, and all my friends that were girls were obsessed with them. They couldn't stop listening to them or talking about, like, oh my God, Nick is the cutest, or like, Joe is my favorite. And yeah, so now, like, we're able to like, go and, like, listen to their songs. I'm, like, so excited. So that's going to be fun. Next, we have an awesome thing. Everything is awesome. Just let you guys know this week. Everything is awesome. Everything is fun. Everything is happy, except for one thing. But we'll get to that. Burger King, okay, one of the biggest fast food chains, came out with the Vegan Impossible Burger. This is huge for the vegan world. And I have not tried it yet, but I am going to try it soon. But all my friends that are vegan, and also all my friends that aren't vegan, are saying it is so good. It tastes just like a normal burger. And, well, it is impossible. So it's called the Impossible brand. It's the Impossible Burger. And I love the Impossible Burger. I get it all the time whenever I'm out and I do want a cheeseburger. I don't eat beef, but I'll eat the you know, the Impossible Burger. The only thing is, I do put cheese on it, so it's kind of like defeating the purpose, but, you know, the burger itself is always vegan. I love it personally. I love California burgers. I love, California veggie burgers. I love, the Impossible veggie burger. Well, it's not veggie. Impossible isn't the veggie burgers, but the Impossible Burger, it's just, so if you haven't had it yet, go and try it. I'm gonna try it soon. I should try it by next week's podcast, and I'll let you know how I think it tastes. But I've already had Impossible Burgers, and guys, it is so good. It tastes, if you like beef, you will love it. You will love it, but your stomach won't hurt, and you won't feel horrible the next day. That's one thing. That's one way to look at it, okay? We have a lot of topics. First, we'll start with Chrisley Knows Best stars Todd and Julie Chrisley. They have that show. It's like all those Caucasian. It's a Caucasian family. They live in, like, the South, and they, you know, whatever. They do their thing. Anyway, they've turned themselves into the FBI for tax fraud. I am like, what? I thought this was an ongoing thing. I guess it's like new, but I thought I read something saying that Todd Chrisley owes a lot of money to the IRS because he hasn't paid, and he just keeps going. He just says he keeps going bankrupt. So now I guess they caught him in this. Now, this is like 2 years ago when I heard about that, but now it's like official, and they turn themselves into the FBI for tax evasion. And they're going to get tax evasion charges, and they are, my God, they're facing up to 30 years in prison. But we all know that's probably not going to happen. They're going to get like 3 years or something like that. So yeah, that's intense. You know, and even though they did this, I always am always just like, you know, I feel bad for the families. I feel bad for the people that have to now go and suffer, the poor kids that have to suffer. But at the same time, it's like, what were you thinking when you were doing this? It just kills me. All right, next we have Joe Budden and Nicki Minaj. They got into a heated debate on Nicki Minaj's Queen Radio. So let's start right with it. Brace yourself.
It's littered with it. Who gives a fuck what she pop? But don't sit here and say you.
So I got the wrong one.
Well, one of the people who I believe it might have been you and your sidekick Academics.
He's not my sidekick.
and y'all went on, and this is one of the this was at a time where I wasn't addressing things.
But you're incorrect, by the way.
No, I'm gonna finish.
No.
Went on your platform and said she didn't know this other bitch was on the record. You said it. And you said it. No, I'm going to get to the other things that you said.
Here we go.
You said implying that I'm lying when I sat and said exactly how the song came about. That I was asked, and I still have the text messages, can this person be put on the song? And my response was, yeah, let's do it. That would, and you were one of the people who I believe in. What the fuck you won't do?
Did that ever come?
Drugs? When you've never met them a day in your life?
I've never met you.
When last time you saw me?
Have I never met you is what I asked you.
When was the last time you saw me?
You is what I asked you.
When we was recording in Webb Studio?
Oh, what do you know? I met you. Holy shit.
Oh, so your mother claims you to accuse people of being on a drug after you met them one time and never saw them for 10 more years?
So you
oh,
been
after
on
the BT cipher.
You haven't been on drugs.
That's what your mother raised you to do?
Okay.
That's what your mother raised you to do?
Nick.
That's what your mother raised you to do? Your mother raised you. Your mother raised you. Yeah, you got, tasting your own motherfucking medicine, motherfucker. You like talking about people and not having nobody responding. You like tearing down people's character when they can't respond. You like tearing down women when they can't defend themselves. You like tearing down women when you can try to end their career because low-key you jealous of their success. What the fuck you drugs?
Why it's a matter of certain people being called out about it.
Ass is littered with it. Who gives a fuck what she popped? But don't sit here and say you ain't popped a fucking pill.
I never said that.
An apple.
I never said that, you dumb fuck. I never said that, you dumb fuck.
Don't do that.
Nigga, else you, are you that fucking dumb? Are you that fucking dumb? You ain't hear what the fuck I said?
You asked.
Cut his fucking mic. Since he want to be fucking dumb. Now you want to be fucking dumb. Now you want to be fucking dumb. Stupid ass.
Damn, I ain't wanted to go that way.
Yeah,
what's wrong with you? Anybody, play it black. Play it back. Did I say that?
No. Say what exactly? Everyone was yelling.
What's wrong with you?
Everyone was yelling.
Exactly. I've never said that in my life.
Got you.
So what the fuck is this talking about? He think that he's so used to thinking he's the smartest person in the fucking room. Can't ever acknowledge that he may have been wrong.
Well, I'd like for us to try it again and hear both sides.
You know damn well.
No,
you know damn well.
No, but I don't want y'all to try again.
No, we are not trying
like
it again. And by the way,
come back and do kumbaya and address those things in a different manner.
My thing is this. Even right now, I have no issue with Joe. I do not want my fans.
No, I can tell you don't.
I don't.
He's here now, and y'all face to face. So now it's everything that you've been listening to over a period of time. You just want to.
So, if you don't know what happened, he said that Nikki allegedly was whatever on drugs and blah blah blah. So, if anyone doesn't know, Nikki has been constantly feuding with people, and it's very. I feel like she's at a time in her career where it's, not going her way all the time. She is one of the most successful rappers of our generation, but your time comes and your time will always fall. And that's what I say to everybody with everything they do. Your time will come and your time will fall. There's going to be a time where you're at the top, and then there's going to be a moment where you're at the bottom. And it's for you to decide, do I pick this back up or do I just go down further? I'm not saying Nikki is going down further, but I think she's just at a plateau right now, and she's not going anywhere. So she's just there. But I don't know. It's her, but whatever. I don't know. Next, we have Missy Elliott. She is going to receive the Michael Jackson Vanguard Music Award at the Video Music Awards. I'm so excited. I was hoping it would either be her or, someone special. Someone like Gaga or, even Nicki Minaj or, Missy Elliott or somebody someone like that, So I'm so excited it's her, and I congratulate her and with all of her success throughout all these years, and that she is still kicking it. I love it. Next, we have Ashley Graham. She has just announced that she is pregnant with a little baby, and I'm so happy for her. She also has her own podcast, and I love listening to her. I love the motivation she gives to especially women and men also, but she is just such a powerful speaker, and I personally love her, and I love what she's done in the modeling world with thick people modeling. I love that. I speak it and preach it every day that you should be any size to be able to model, because there's always going to be somebody that is like you and want to know how those clothes are going to fit on them. So I, you know, like I said, I love her. Next, we have Alanis Morissette. She had her third child. So congratulations to Alanis. One thing, though, she named her child Winter Mercy. I'm not feeling that name, but, I mean, it's not my child. But when I read that, all I read was Winter is Coming. That's all I read instead of Winter Mercy. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, so, yeah. But, I mean, these Hollywood names, you know they're gonna name them some crazy shit anyway. Next, we have Four Loko Seltzers coming to you. They said recently on their Instagram that they are going to start making seltzers, and it is coming out soon. The seltzer is going to be, I think, 14% of ID. I don't even know what it's called. IPA or some shit like that. I think that's alcohol. Someone wrote, Four Loko has come back to finish the job it tried to do in college. Kill us. And honestly, I think it's iconic. I've never had it personally. Will I have the seltzer? Maybe I will. But we'll see once the time comes. At the moment, White Claw is my favorite beverage. I love it. It's such a, you know, I don't like when I have alcohol and it's way too strong. I'm that kind of person that makes that face when alcohol is way too strong. So I like something nice and mellow, something nice and clean, as you could say. And White Claw is that drink. I love it. And lastly, we have some sad news. This is the sad news. Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth, as everybody knows as of now, they have split. Less than a year of marriage, and they split. It sucks to see this, but, you know, I've seen some interviews and some things that they've done together, and he is just like, every time she says something, he just looks at her like with such rage all the time, like, why would you say that, or why would you do that? Like, one interviewer, now I'm not saying, like, okay, let me just say it, one interviewer was like, oh, what's your favorite dance moves to do together? She starts twerking on him. Now he like stepped back and looked at her really mad, like he was about to like hit her. It looked like he was about to like freaking hit her. And she goes, okay, interview over, like that. I'm like, oh! And, yeah, I wish I could find the video, but... And, so, yeah. Maybe it's for the better. Maybe it's for the worse. I don't know. All we know is we might have a Bangers album part 2 coming out soon. What else? Oh, we also had the VMA lineup for the VMAs. I'll tell you them real quick. The performers are Bad Bunny, Camila Cabello featuring Shawn Mendes separately, J Balvin, Lil Nas X, Lizzo, Missy Elliott, Rosalia, and Taylor Swift. Ew, that's it? What the heck? All right, whatever. Anyway, the show is on Monday, August 26th. It's going to be at the Newark Prudential Center. I'm hoping to get tickets. We'll see what happens, but I don't think I'll be going. Plus, I get so tired. Like, I'm like an old man nowadays. It's crazy. What else? That is it for today, guys. Holy shit. Oh my God, look, I have all this time to spare. Love it. I did want to end this podcast today with my quote of the week, which I loved. When I saw this quote, I was like, yes. And I live by it every day. And it's nothing is worth it if you aren't happy. And that quote just, yes, I love it. If you don't wake up and you don't love what you're doing, change it. You are too young to sit there and hate what you're doing in life. I'm happy to say I wake up every morning loving what I do. I love it, and I could go to work and be happy. And I'm so blessed. And also, I could do this podcast and be so happy to do it. And I'm just, my life right now and where I'm at, I am so blessed to have myself, to have the people I have around me, and to have my spirituality with myself. And it's, I could talk all day. I love it. I'm so happy. So, thanks so much for listening, guys. Have a great, great weekend. I hope you guys do something, because summer is ending. So go away on vacation. Go do that little trip you want to do. Go to the beach, go hiking, go skiing, whatever you want to do. Do it before the summer is over, because we are going to hate the winter. Winter is coming. All right, have a good weekend.